January has been heavy, man.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Johannesburg and Mbombela up to 27 degrees. We begin in America, where the inauguration of the country's next president and vice president is well underway.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
Today, President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance will take their oaths of office, and we will witness the peaceful transfer of power at the heart of our democracy.
I'm watching the inauguration here on TV in the studio, and I see that J.D. Vance has just been sworn in as Vice President. He just shook hands with Donald Trump, who is going to be next. Meanwhile, in South Africa, the ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula confirmed that the National Executive Committee will visit Gauteng and KZN to explain plans to reconfigure leadership in the two provinces.
Reconfiguration means that we are going to be tampering with that leadership. That's the mandate that we've got, and that's what is going to happen.
He says the party is not ruling out the possibility of some members opposing the decision, but the party will apply its constitution.
Should anyone try to go to court, it means we must act guided by the constitution.
Just heading back to one of the biggest stories of the day. As we speak, Donald Trump is being inaugurated. He is taking the oath to become the country's president for the second time in a row. Back on home soil, the DA called on the minister in the presidency, Kumbucho Ntshavheni, to be removed from cabinet immediately. This follows media reports that Ntshavheni is being investigated by the Hawks in connection with her alleged involvement in a 2.5 million rand tender corruption. The case dates back to her tenure as municipal manager of the Palaborwa municipality in Limpopo. Here's DA spokesperson on state security, Diane Koller-Barnard.
She cannot serve as minister in this portfolio or in any portfolio while under criminal investigation and possibly compromised. We call on her to step down immediately, failing which the president must relieve her of her duties.
Another big story on the local front today, the case against Darren Wilkin, who's accused of distributing child abuse material on a global scale, has been postponed to next week. Wilkin made his first appearance before the Randburg Magistrates Court this morning after local and international authorities discovered electronic devices containing over 10 million videos and images depicting the sexual abuse of children. The 35-year-old was also found with more than a half million rand in cash and drugs. Magistrate Hlezepi Mkabise granted the state's request for a 7-day postponement.
Okay, Mr. Wilkin, your matter is postponed to the 28th of January 2025 for further investigation regarding your bail application. You are in custody, no bail, court 11. Thank you, sir.
My name is Marlene Fischer, and as you just heard, our top story this hour, Donald Trump has just been sworn in as the 47th president of the United States of America.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
We're kicking it off with one of my favorites, Thomas Rhett, Something About a Woman. It's Jacaranda FM. My name is Danny Painter.
Lord, ain't a